Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my booth.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ed Kopp, and he is the co-founder, along with David Gage, of BMC Associates. Ed, tell us about your company and what you do.
Well, we work with co-owners of businesses and owners of family businesses when they have some disagreements, problems among themselves, which happens more often, I'm afraid, than we would wish. And we also work with business owners and family businesses to prevent conflict and to optimize the way they work with one another in ownership and in top management. And I'll tell you, it couldn't be a better thing to do, Jim, because business people and family businesses are just fascinating, wonderful people, and we get to spend our days with them.
Well, you're right about that, but it is an environment that is fraught with potential peril, and you have to work at it. It's not something. I mean, it's like regular steel. You have to keep maintaining it and keeping it oiled and maintained. Otherwise, it'll revert back to rust, won't it?
That's right.
You have to pay attention to it. We're talking about stories. You're helping us understand the power of stories, the power for great things as a result of a story, the power to inspire that a story has, and also the power of a story to be negative. So wrap all this up for us as we head off into the end of the hour.
Sure. The one thing I'd add to that, Jim, is that we tell stories about ourselves, too. And all too often, we'll run into business owners who tell negative stories about themselves, about what they can't do, about what they don't know, and so forth. And that just limits them tremendously.
You think it limits them not only to the people they're saying it to, but they're hearing it themselves?
Oh, yeah, most of those stories they're just telling in their own head, although they also will share them with others. And cleaning out those stories, which are very rarely, if ever, true. You know, there's stories that we were taught in our childhood, mm-hmm. or that we were taught by our enemies or whatever, mm-hmm. that told us bad things about ourselves. If we can clean those stories out, if we can think fresh about ourselves, and create new stories in which we're the heroes, we're Heracles or mm-hmm. whomever, then we can turn the world upside down.
Well, you know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about about when you go to a circus and you see an elephant, a 12-ton elephant tied to a stake that it could easily pull out, but it doesn't, because when it was tiny, they tied it to a stake, and he couldn't pull it out, and they lived the rest of their life believing that stake, if they're tied to a stake, that means they have to stay there.
Yeah, you just demonstrated the power of a story.
Yeah.
And that really makes the point so much more powerfully
and every single one of us has some kind of an influence like that in our lives. Even mm-hmm. the most well-adjusted of us have some kind of a stake that we're tied to, don't we?
Yeah, so but most of us, if not all of us, also have those positive stories that mm-hmm. were put in our minds. And in that battle between the positive and the negative stories, we've just got to push for the positive. And when our positive story starts rolling, then we can share that story with friends, employees, customers.
I think Americans are at that break point right now. And I think America is at the point where we have told ourselves some stories that aren't positive, but mm-hmm. but the truth is I think America is exceptional. I think there are way more positive stories that we should be telling ourselves, and I hope that as way leads on to way, that America can start telling itself and believing these true stories about our exceptionalism. What do you think?
I think that's true. And I'd add one thing, and this applies to everything we've said about stories. They have to be genuine. They have to come from the heart. They have to be true. And that's where their power comes from. So it's reaching into the true goodness and the true power of America and believing in that, that I think will serve our purposes.
Well, authentic stories are always the best stories, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, think about that. Ed, give us the website again, please.
Sure. It's dmcassociates.com.
And that's where you can find Ed and David, and they can help you with your company, your organization, and your family business, your partnership business, however you're structured. They can help you with that. Hey, Ed, come back again real soon. Thanks for today.
You're very welcome. Look forward to
it. We'll see you next time. Ed Kopp, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Ed Kopp. Gonna take a quick, actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.